Chapter 4. Molly sank to the ground. Her eyes opened and her arms fell by her sides. The little girl was free. She stood up. Her eyes were bright, her cheeks pink, and there were snowflakes on her hair.
Mama,
she cried.
Mama.
But her mother couldn't hear her. The little girl saw a light.
Shiny,
she said. She walked towards it. She came to a door and pushed it open. She saw a tall man with big brown eyes looking at her.
Shiny,
she said again.
Who are you?
The man asked.
Cold, shiny, mama,
said the little girl.
Come into the warm, child, said Silas Marner. Where is your mother?
Silas guided the little girl into his house and gave her some warm milk. Then he wrapped her in a blanket and carried her out into the night again. He saw her footprints in the snow and followed them back until he found the body of Molly Farron.
Mama,
said the little girl.
You poor woman, said Silas.
He put the little girl down again and, with great difficulty, lifted the woman and carried her back to his house. The child followed him. Meanwhile, at the Red House, the guests were enjoying the New Year's Eve party. They had no idea of the drama that was happening a short distance away. Suddenly, the door opened, and Silas Marner appeared with the little girl in his arms.
I need the doctor,
he said. Dr. Kimball, called Godfrey. Come quickly. Then he spoke to Silas. Who is the child? Is she hurt?
No, she's fine, but her mother is at my house. I don't know if she is dead or alive,
Silas said quietly. He didn't want the little girl to hear.
Straight away, Godfrey thought,
could it be Molly? Is the child mine? What happened? He asked Silas.
I don't know, said Silas quietly. But I need the doctor.
If Molly is dead, thought Godfrey, I'll be free to marry Nancy. Dr. Kimball came quickly, and the three men went back to the stone house. Silas carried the child, who was now asleep in his arms. She didn't want to let him go. Godfrey was still wearing his dancing shoes, but he had to know if the woman was Molly, and he had to know if she was dead or alive. The doctor followed Silas into the house. Godfrey waited by the door. He could see the woman. She was thin and pale, with long dark hair. She wore a wedding ring. She was his wife.
I'm afraid she's dead, said Dr. Kimball. Probably opium.
Godfrey turned and almost ran back to the party. He was free to marry Nancy. He wanted to ask her as soon as possible. Dunstan will never come home now to tell my secret, he thought. Nancy will never know. I'll marry her and I'll make sure the child has enough for her needs. The next day, Dolly Winthrop visited Silas Marner with her boy, Aaron. Aaron was a shy boy. Silas was sitting by the fire with the little girl at his feet. She was smiling up at him.
Oh, Mr. Marner, what will you do with the child? Mrs. Winthrop asked him.
Silas looked surprised.
She found me, he said. She's mine. She'll live with me, and I'll look after her.
But you don't know how to look after a child, said Dolly.
I can learn, said Silas. And maybe you'll help me, Mrs. Winthrop. Aaron's a good boy, so you must be a good mother.
Aaron's a bit shy, she replied, but he likes to sing the church songs.
She looked at the boy.
Will you sing a song, Aaron?
But Aaron hid behind his mother's chair.
Why don't you come to church, Mr. Marner?
Asked Dolly.
I never have, replied Silas. I went to chapel in my home city, but it was different from your church. They were unkind to me there.
You should come to church one day, said Dolly. and you should bring the child. Have you named her yet? Dolly asked.
I think Hepzibah, like my mother and sister, said Silas.
That's a strange name, said Dolly.
I'll call her Eppy, said Silas.
Yes, that's better, said Dolly, and she smiled.
Eppy stayed happily with Silas Marner, and she soon began to call him Dada. As spring came and the flowers appeared again, Silas took Eppy to the woods near the stone house, and they picked plants and flowers and listened to the birds. Silas Marner loved Eppy so much that he forgot about his money and the theft, and only cared about giving Eppy everything she wanted. She was a clever little girl, and he taught her everything he knew.